In addition to detailing vetoes from the state budget, Governor Walker announced today he is shutting down two mega projects in the MATSU, the Kinnickarn Bridge and the Susitna-Watonna Hydroelectric Project. KTNA's Philip Manning has more.
Large projects can often be contentious, and two of the more controversial projects in the last few years have been the Kinnickarn Crossing and the Susitna-Watonna Hydroelectric Project. Governor Bill Walker says those projects will now come to an end, not necessarily due to their controversial nature, Governor Walker describes himself as pro-construction, but due to the state's financial situation.
I ran for governor to build Alaska, not to come into Alaska to balance the checkbook, and we're balancing checkbook because that's the hand we were dealt. So it pains me to shut down anything involving a construction project or an infrastructure project.
Governor Walker says that the studies and prep work that have gone into both megaprojects will be preserved. Susitna-Watonna alone has spent nearly $300 million on studies as part of its federal licensing process, and Walker does not want that data to be lost. While the news of both projects shutting down represents potential future savings, neither has seen a great deal of activity of late. Susitna-Watonna has not received funding for 2 years, and a deal struck last year tied large-scale funding for the Kinnickarn Bridge to securing federal loans established by the Transportation Infrastructure Finance and Innovation Act, or TIFIA. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is the agency in charge of the bridge project. Shannon McCarthy, spokesperson for DOT, says that some preliminary work is ongoing, including continuing attempts at securing a TIFIA loan, but the level of field work has been low.
Any of the tasks that are in progress right now, if those can be quickly, you know, brought to a halt, completed and then brought to a halt, we would be doing that. And then other ones will have to, you know, we'll see where they're at in terms of their progress.
Both DOT and the Alaska Energy Authority, which handles the Susitna-Watonna project, are still processing exactly what the implications of Governor Walker's shutdown are. The Alaska Energy Authority plans to release a statement soon about what the next steps will look like. Susitna-Watonna's opponents, however, are very clear in their response to the governor's announcement. Mike Wood, president of the Susitna River Coalition's board of directors, says his group is ecstatic about the news.
On behalf of 13,000 Alaskan members of the Susitna River Coalition, we couldn't be more pleased with this, with the governor's announcement. It's phenomenal.
Wood says the Susitna River Coalition will continue to watch Susitna-Watonna until it winds down completely, then we'll focus on making sure the idea of a dam on the Susitna, originally proposed 6 decades ago, does not come back for a fourth time. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.